Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Dan Grosso in for TMKS on this Black Friday, 98.7 ESPN. Knicks basketball coming up at the top of the hour. They'll be back home tonight at the Garden to take on the Portland Trailblazers. Hey, this season marks the 50th anniversary of New York Islanders hockey. To help celebrate, we're giving away tickets to the December 2nd matchup against the Nashville Predators at UBS Arena. To enter, download the free ESPN New York app, scroll down to contest, and submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Join in on the fun this season by grabbing your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. For full contest rules, go to ESPNNewYork.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, it is Friday. It's also week 12 in the National Football League. You had three games yesterday on Turkey Day to kickstart things. And as we told you a little bit earlier, got off to a good start with the picks with the Minnesota Vikings covering the 2.5. So without further ado, it is time for the rest of the week 12 Grasa NFL selections. All right, we picked five for you. You know why? Because that's what we do on the Cover 5 app, which you should be part of regardless. So one down with Minnesota getting the win. Let's go to game number two. Let's go to the Music City. It's Tennessee. It is Cincinnati. We talked about the Titans earlier with Mike Tannenbaum. All that team does is win. They're 7-3. They get no respect. But boy, they play a physical brand of football, do they not? The division stinks. Here you got the Bengals. Got off to a slow start this year, but now they're starting to round into form a little bit, but they're banged up a little bit. Chase banged up. Joe Mixon's not going to go because of a concussion. Can Joey Burrow and his buddies go on the road and win a game in Tennessee? Where, believe it or not, how about this, boys and girls? The only team visitor that has won a game in Tennessee this year, the New York Football Giants, back in week number one. That's right. You remember the missed field goal? That was ages ago. You know what? I'm buying Tennessee. They're a home dog. They're getting points. It's only 1.5, but you know what? I'll take it. Give me Tennessee +1.5. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals and help out the Jets in the process. Game number two, we're going out to the desert. Why? Because the Arizona Cardinals are a mess. And normally this is par for the course because it's late in the season, right? It's second half of the year. The Cardinals are always a disaster then, but they've been a disaster all season. How about they go down to Mexico earlier this week and they can't even get in and out of town without one of their assistant coaches having to be fired because he allegedly groped a woman? Unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up, but it's true. Cliff Kingsbury ain't the guy to get that house in order. There should be major changes in the offseason for that team. Chargers are going to feast on him this week. Chargers are a decent team. They got way more talent than maybe they even play to. They lost a tough one at home to Kansas City. They're going to go on the road to Arizona and win. They're laying 4.5 or 4 points. I'm going to lay it as well. Chargers -4 in Arizona to beat the hapless Cardinals. That's game number three. Game number four, we're going out to the great Northwest. Seattle. Vegas. You know what? The Raiders finally won a game last week in overtime, but they beat the hapless Broncos. Somebody had to win that game. Remember, Nathan Hackett said it, the head coach of the Broncos. Somebody's got to win the game. Vegas did. Carr to Adams in overtime. But they still got problems. You know what? I know it. They're 1-5 on the road. Now you're going into Seattle, which is still a tough place to play. Geno Smith, the comeback tour this year. I know Seattle lost their last time out. Can't be perfect every day, every single game. You know what? So be it. They lost the game overseas in Europe. Now they're back on our turf. They're going to have some spirit. They're going to get a boost from that 0-0 U.S. tie against England. I'm just throwing things out there and hoping it sticks, people. That's all. But I still think Seattle's going to beat Vegas because the Raiders are a mess. So give me Seattle -3.5 against the Raiders. Game number 5. You know what? We'll keep it closer to home. We'll go to the Meadowlands. Sunday. Jets. Bears. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback for the Bears. Might be Justin Fields, might not be Justin Fields. Could be Trevor Siemian from all things we're hearing. Doesn't matter. It could be Jim McMahon, it could be Sid Luckman. It don't matter. Because the Jets are going to roll with Mike White. Number 5. You know they play great defense, do those Jets. Bears defense ain't good at all. Plus the only decent guys they have, they're injured for this week. Mike White's going to protect the football. He's going to take what the defense gives him. He's going to let his weapons make plays for him. And the Jet defense is going to flex their muscles like they're used to doing. 4.5, in my opinion, is too small a number. Take it with conviction, folks. Give me the Jets -4.5 against Chicago. So to recap, Tennessee +1.5 against Cincy. The Chargers -4 in Arizona. Seattle -3.5 against Vegas. And the Jets -4.5 against the Bears. That is the Week 12 Grasso Selections. Here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
A few more minutes, then we're going to hand things over to Pat O'Keefe, who's got Knicks pregame for you. Knicks and the Blazers at Madison Square Garden. Remember we told you how important these games are for the Knicks, right? When they came back from that West Coast trip, and look, it was good that they were able to get the winning record when they went out West, but you know, it doesn't get any easier. You know, this game is not going to be a gimme tonight. Portland's a good team. You know, Memphis on Sunday, dangerous. I don't have to tell you. And then next week, they got a stretch of 4 home games with Milwaukee, Dallas, Cleveland, Atlanta. This is a tough stretch that the Knicks find themselves in, and it's almost like, what is that, including the Detroit game that they have sandwiched in between on the road? That's like 6-7 games. Just keep your head above water, right? Tread water. If you could do that, that's a good place to be. You know, you have to almost think small goals when you're talking. I mean, because right now they're 9-9. They're an average team. Stay that way. Especially when you talk about that gauntlet that you have right there. You have chances to fatten up as you move forward through the course of the season. But, you know, Anthony was talking about a little earlier with ENN, now all of a sudden the injuries are a factor and popping up again. You know, Mitchell Robinson hurt again. Oh, what else is new? Cam Reddish, Derrick Rose, right? I mean, Reddish is one of those guys that you actually got excited about what he was doing up until that point. You know, I thought he was giving them some good minutes. I thought he was giving you some stability in the starting lineup when he took over for Evan Fournier, not just offensively, but both sides of the floor. What he was doing on defense, I really like what he brought. So hopefully, he's going to be somebody that's out there a little bit sooner than later to be able to assist this team as we move on forward through the season. The hot stove stuff with the baseball, really not a heck of a lot cooking since we last saw Aaron Judge end up in San Francisco visiting the Giants. Still no word there.
What's up, All Rise?
Well, he hasn't risen yet, at least not in terms of signing a new contract. So you got to wait on that one. And look, the Jacob deGrom thing, you know, Mets are still firmly in the mix. Mets want him back. Supposedly, that's the way DeGrom feels as well, all things being equal, that he would like to go back to New York. But you know that there's going to be other suitors, whether that's Texas, whether that's Atlanta. But with DeGrom, you clearly know that money is going to be a big, big factor, if not the biggest factor in this thing. That's why he opted out of his contract. He wants to be compensated just like Max Scherzer is. Maybe, you know, Gerrit Cole makes more money than Jacob DeGrom on an AAV. You know, when you're talking about the contract and, you know, all these pitchers that have gotten paid since DeGrom signed his extension, which led him to 2 Cy Young Awards. Where's Justin Verlander going to end up? And more importantly, how much money is he going to get after winning his latest Cy Young Award in a World Series for the Houston Astros? I do believe that the Mets are going to pony up, and the Mets will certainly pay DeGrom what they feel that he's worth, but I think the Mets are a little bit reluctant to wanting to go anything beyond 3 years. I think with Jake, if there's a club out there that, A, meets his price, but then more importantly, is willing to guarantee a 4th year, that could be the tipping point. right? I mean, that's something that could get it done when you're talking about DeGrom here. So we'll wait and see. You know, winter meetings are going to be here before you know it. It's not next week. It's the week after, I believe the 4th to the 7th out in San Diego of December is when you're going to have the winter meetings. So that's when a lot of these big things get done. And as I've said all along, I believe that the Aaron Judge and the Jacob DeGrom sweepstakes are both going to get decided before the new year. So sometime in the next month, you're going to know where both of those guys are going to be playing baseball for the next coming years. And, you know, you hope it's in New York, right? Because they're both good players and you want to keep them around, certainly, to help both the Mets and the Yankees.
New York.
And as far as the football's concerned here, you know, we've talked about it for a week, right, with the Jets and the game they have coming up on Sunday against the Chicago Bears. Now, I don't think that Mike White is going to go out there and throw for 400 yards. I don't think that that's going to happen. That's a little unrealistic, especially if the weather is going to factor in the way it's being forecasted with the rain. But just protect the football, move the ball, and make plays. Because as we saw last week in New England, you know, it was the basic stuff that the Jets were having a hard time executing offensively. And if Mike White can just do the basic stuff and to just deliver the ball, I know it sounds cliche, but just deliver the ball to Garrett Wilson when he's wide open, to Corey Davis when he's wide open, to Denzel Mims or whoever it is on a post wide open in the end zone if he's there, simple plays, right? And let them handle the rest. You know, we'll see if Elijah Moore is a little bit more involved in this offense. Right? I mean, the guy's got talent. The guy's got a bit. If Elijah Moore, if they didn't think Elijah Moore had ability and wasn't talented, he wouldn't be on the team anymore. Right? Giants partner ways with Kadarius Toney, a second-year receiver. Jets kept Elijah Moore because they think he's talented, and they think he's a really, really good player and can help them. So remember, our coverage begins Sunday morning at 11 with Bundle and myself. Looking forward to talking to everybody on Sunday. And that is going to do it for us today. Thank you to Greg Buttle. Thank you to Mike Tannenbaum for hopping on the show. Thanks to Julian Kushnick. Thanks to Anthony Pusick for being along for the ride today as well. Thanks to everybody who listened, who called, who tweeted. Have yourselves a great rest of your holiday weekend. Enjoy it. You got some good college games tomorrow as well. But Knicks basketball coming up next with Pat O'Keefe right here on 98.7 ESPN. I'll talk to you Sunday morning, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.